The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Madani channel, another day, another episode, and another topic. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, our Muballighin will deliver, inshallah, Madani pools as well. Or, especially, we normally talk about pious children, but what about the successful parents? Ji haan, asal mein topic to successful parents hai hamara. लेकिन इसमें एक चीज जो आती है ना वो पेरेंट्स का पायस होना पेरेंट्स की एफर्ट्स क्या है ये होता है तो बहरहाल टॉपिक जो हमारा होगा वो सक्सेसफुल पेरेंट्स हैं और इनको लेंगे सोसाइटी के अंदर लोग उमूमन कहते हैं कि मेरी औलाद सक्सेसफुल हो जाए खुद सक्सेसफुल होना है या नहीं होना इसके ऊपर बात नहीं होती है तो इंशाल्लाह वी विल डिस्कस टुडे अबाउट सक्सेसफुल पेरेंट इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल रिसाइटेशन ऑफ होली कुरान हमारे अदील भाई इंशाल्लाह फिर कलाम भी सुनाएंगे जबरदस्त
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا صدق الله العظيم
سبحان الله سبحان الله
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله ہم کو بلانا یا رسول اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا حبیب اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا رسول اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا حبیب اللہ کبھی تو سبز گنبد کا اجالا ہم بھی دیکھیں گے کبھی تو سبز گنبد کا اجالا ہم بھی دیکھیں گے ہمیں بلوائیں گے آقا مدینہ ہم بھی دیکھیں گے ہم کو بلانا یا رسول اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا حبیب اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا رسول اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا حبیب اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا رسول اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا حبیب اللہ ادب سے گات باندھے ان کے روزے پر کھڑے ہوں گے ادب سے گات باندھے ان کے روزے پر کھڑے ہوں گے ادب سے گات باندھے ان کے روزے پر کھڑے ہوں گے سنہری جالیوں کا یوں نظارہ ہم بھی دیکھیں گے سنہری جالیوں کا یوں نظارہ ہم بھی دیکھیں گے ہمیں بلوائیں گے آقا مدینہ ہم بھی دیکھیں گے ہمیں بلوائیں گے آقا مدینہ ہم بھی دیکھیں گے ہم کو بلانا یا رسول اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا حبیب اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا رسول اللہ
برستی گنبد حضرا سے ٹکراتی ہوئی بوندے برستی گنبد حضرا سے ٹکراتی ہوئی بوندے برستی گنبد حضرا سے ٹکراتی ہوئی بوندے
وہاں پریشان سے بارش برسنا ہم بھی دیکھیں گے وہاں پریشان سے بارش برسنا ہم بھی دیکھیں گے ہمیں بلوائیں گے آقا مدینہ ہم بھی دیکھیں گے ہم کو بلانا یا رسول اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا رسول اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا حبیب اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا رسول اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا حبیب اللہ
در دولت سے لوٹایا لایا نہیں جاتا کوئی خالی
وہاں خیرات کا بٹنا کھلایا ہم بھی دیکھیں گے وہاں خیرات کا بٹنا کھلایا ہم بھی دیکھیں گے ہمیں بلوائیں گے آقا مدینہ ہم بھی دیکھیں گے ہم کو بلانا یا رسول اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا حبیب اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا رسول اللہ ہم کو بلانا یا رسول اللہ
گزارے رات دن اپنے بنے کسی امید پر ہم نے گزارے رات دن اپنے امید پر ہم نے گزارے رات دن اپنے کسی امید پر ہم نے
کسی دن تو جمال روئے زیبا ہم بھی دیکھیں گے کسی دن تو جمال روئے زیبا
ہم بھی دیکھیں گے ہمیں بلوائیں گے آقا مدینہ ہم بھی دیکھیں گے پہنچ جائیں گے جس دن اے اجاگر ان کے قدموں میں پہنچ جائیں گے جس دن اے اجاگر ان کے قدموں میں پہنچ جائیں گے اسے کہتے ہیں جنت کا نظارہ ہم بھی دیکھیں گے اسے کہتے ہیں جنت کا نظارہ ہم بھی دیکھیں گے ہمیں بلوائیں گے آقا مدینہ ہم بھی دیکھیں گے ہم کو بلانا یا رسول اللہ
آمین اللہم آمین پارٹ ٹو سکسیس اینڈ سکسیسفل پیرنٹس جی ہاں یہ بھی ایک کامیابی کا راستہ ہے بینگ اے پیرنٹ وی ہیو ٹو بی سکسیسفل اینڈ واٹ آر دا کنڈیشنز اینڈ اف وی آر ناٹ سکسیسفل دین واٹ آر دا کانسیکوینسز انشاءاللہ وی ول ڈسکس آل دیز تھنگز ان آور ٹوڈیز ٹاپک سکسیسفل پیرنٹس اینڈ ول اسٹارٹ ود آور افتخار بھائی گریٹ ایکسپیرینس بیکاز ہی از اے ٹیچر and on daily basis he had a different kya kehte hain waqiat hote hain incidents hote hain bacche kis tarah behave karte hain parents ka kya amal dakhal hota hai teacher jo hota hai na bada khubi se janta hai ki bachcho ki tarbiyat kaisi hai aur kya mamlaat hote hain
ji shah sahab a very important and a key question today how do you become successful parents there's no doubt that we all want to become successful parents first we make dua for children This is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pious predecessors that they used to make dua for not just children but for pious offspring. When we have children, then this challenge it starts nurturing them, looking after them, giving them a good upbringing, not just their learning but their physical side of it. So parents, they're always worried. No parent wants their child to become unsuccessful. Every parent has this dream that I want my child to have. Be successful. Now everybody's success is different.
Yeah.
One parent's success may be that I want my child to only get GCSEs, that's success for me. Another parent's success may be that I want my child to have a degree, a master's degree. Another parent might have the mindset that I want my child to become a hafiz of the Quran, that's my success. And if he achieves that, I'm successful. Another parent might think that I want my child to learn the Quran twice, read it twice, I'm successful. Another parent might think that as soon as my child gets married, that's it, my job's done, I'm successful. So what is success and how do we know that we have become successful? That's what we're thinking of. There's no doubt that the things that I've just mentioned during this time, we do see happiness in our life. That when they achieve these goals as they're growing up and the children are getting older, we find happiness in our heart that they've achieved that goal. But we know it's not complete success. They haven't reached their ultimate aim, they haven't reached their ultimate target. Sometimes when they reach their degree or they get something on a high level, then we get very happy and proud of them. And we think job is done and we are successful. But like you mentioned, Shah Sahib, at the start of the program, success starts from day one. From day one, we're probably thinking that how from day one? They don't know anything. They're crying for milk. They're not listening to anything. But even the pious predecessors, they used to do the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, even around the child of 1 day, 1 hour, 1 minute, even the zikr of Allah Almighty is being done around these children. Why? So they grow up saying their first words to be Allah. And for those parents, that's their first success. That is their first success, that this baby, the first words that he or she has uttered is Allah. And we've seen it many times, this taking place. Then as they grow up, reading Durood e Pak, reading Naat, that's another success for us. But our ultimate aim and our job is to make them and protect our children from the fire of hell and get them into Jannah. That is our ultimate aim. Now with them growing up and doing all these things, from a young age, we see that the child, their first teacher and their head teacher and their principal, everybody, is their two parents. They are their two parents. Now these two parents, is up to them how they demonstrate themselves, how they conduct themselves in front of the child. Now, it totally depends on those
individuals, if those individuals are God-fearing, practicing, if they're offering their salah, and if they are worried, then that child sees all this automatically. They don't have to verbally say anything. The child, when the mother or the father take out the prayer mat, the child will stand next to them. The child will also read prayer. And they'll copy them in every way. If the father scratches the head, the child, you see them scratching the head. So practically, they're learning. And you are nurturing them, you're bringing them up. And the thing that we have to remember is as soon as a child does something wrong, our first job is to stop him and to correct him. So if he was to do something wrong, say something wrong, or do any action that's wrong, don't let it go. Correct him. Why? He's a child. Now is your chance to correct him. As he's growing up and he's getting further older, he's seeing you going to masjid, coming from masjid. He's seeing you read Durood-e Pak. He's seeing you go to Islamic programs. He or she, they're watching you watch Madani channel. They're seeing you do all this. They're seeing you kiss the Quran. They're seeing you open the Quran. All this is the teaching. Now, up to the age of 6 years old, roughly 6-7 years old, that child has had a practical teacher in their life that cares about them, that is worried about them, and that wants nothing but success for them. That parent won't teach their child anything wrong. They won't want anything wrong to be done to them. They don't want them to be hurt in any way. So for those 5-6 years, you've got the first shot, as we say. You've got the first opportunity before they go anywhere else and they start making other people into their role models. So now as they see you doing everything, this is the opportunity to teach them everything. Now if you don't teach them, then they're going to pick things up from elsewhere. And when they do these things from elsewhere, they may bring it back into the house, or they might say things in front of you, which you think, I've had no control on this. Where did they learn this from? But we have to remember that it's our job to keep an eye on everything that they do, everything that they learn, what they learned, where they learned. You have to take feedback from that and correct them where they're going wrong. Now, if we haven't taught them any manners, first of all, if we haven't, the manners come from the house, and many teachers, they say that. They say, look, you sent your child to me, the manners, they come from the house. If your child, when we call them and say jeef, they say labbaik, you get so happy as a teacher that this child has a good upbringing. Now the biggest gift that a parent can give to their child is the good manners. If that is not there, then the teacher straight away notices that. If they're rude to the teacher, if they're kissing the teacher, if they're even swearing at the teacher, now the teacher hasn't taught them that, has he, on the first day. Now that's come from home. The teacher straight away recognizes that something has been negative here. Now, for him to correct that will take time. So from the house when the child goes, if you haven't gave the good manners, and if you haven't set them in the right direction, then they'll face difficulties on their first day, even at school. An individual, he said, he went to a sheikh and he said to that sheikh that, listen, my son has beat me up. His son got a little bit older. He said, my son has now beat me up. He's hit me, he struck me, and then he also annoys me. Now, the scholar of Samarkand, who was Sayyidina Abu Hafs, he said that, do you teach your child any good manners? He said, no, I've not taught him any good manners. He said, have you taught him the Holy Quran? He said, I've not taught him the Holy Quran. He said, what does your child do then? If he doesn't go to school, he doesn't learn the Quran, you don't teach him any manners, what have you done all this time? He said that, you know, my son, he goes with the animals. And when he goes with these animals, he sits on the donkey. And when he's with the donkey, he has his dog along with him. And if anybody comes in front of him, he strikes them on the head to get them out of the way. He said, one day I was going past and he struck me on the head as well.
Allah.
The Islamic scholar said, have you not learned your lesson? You look, he hasn't opened and cracked your head open. That your job was to teach him the Islamic manners. Your job was to teach him the Holy Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, teach your children these three habits. Number one, love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now that is the parents' duty. They should fill their hearts with the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now if that glass is full, Shah Sahab, if this glass is full, no more water can go into it. Or even if I pour it, it will go out. Now if the child's heart is full with the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now the world can try to put anything else into it. It won't fit. Already the heart is full. They can try putting in the love of football, the love of cricket, the love of stars, the love of anything else. You've already filled that child's heart with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now you can send him anywhere, the other love won't go in because it's full. The second thing is love for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's our duty as a parent, our responsibility. And the third thing is love of the Holy Quran.
Subhanallah.
These three things, our duty to set them, teach them, then send them on their way, inshallah, azza wa jal, and then you see that success will come back to you.
Subhanallah. Iftikhar bhai covered many, many things.
in one go, mashallah. And success, no doubt, has a different meaning for different person. Whatever in their mindset is success, they go for that. But it actual success and the ultimate success is that we all go to Jannah. Without accountability, hamari maghfirat ho jaye, bas hum bakshe jaye, hamari ye kamyabi hogi. Being a parent, being a child, being a grandfather, grandmother, sibling, ye sabse badi kamyabi ye hai ki hame jahannam se bacha kar, hame jo hai na aag se bacha ke jo hai wo jannat mein dakhil kar diya jaye. Ab iske liye alag alag raste hain, many ways. Ek nek aulad bhi hai jannat mein jane ka sabab. For successful parent, jo hota hai na, isme success ki hum baat kar rahe hain, isme ek sign ye bhi hai ki aapka bachcha should have a good manners. Good upbringing ye aapke apne upar hai ki aap usko kya de rahe hain, kya wo aapke jannat mein jane ka sabab ban raha hai ya kahin aapko jahannam mein le jane ka sabab na ban raha hai. Ispe kabhi gaur kiya hai? Aapne success ka meal liya, achhi education, big house, big car, proper English lecture, proper suit booted person, aapki nazar mein ye success hai. Being a Muslim, success kya hai? Kabhi aapne ye janne ki koshish ki hai? You know, when a child is born, it's like a blank sheet. You can write anything on it. Ab jo bacche ko jo naam diya, jo aakhir tak wo naam leke chal raha hota hai, aapko bola beta jumme ki namaz padni hai, bachcha jumme ka namaz hi hai. Aapne jo kapde pehna hai, bachcha wo pehne lag gaya. Jis tarah aapne bacche ki tarbiyat ki, bachcha wahi hua hai. अब ये गौर करना पेरेंट्स का काम है कि क्या पेरेंट्स ने बच्चे की इस तरह तरबियत की है कि ही विल बी अ सक्सेसफुल मुस्लिम इन द सोसाइटी. क्या वो एक कामयाब मुसलमान है? कामयाब मुसलमान होने के लिए क्या किया? इफ यू वांट टू बी अ सक्सेसफुल डॉक्टर, सक्सेसफुल बिल्डर, हम क्या करते हैं, किसी सक्सेसफुल डॉक्टर के जो है ना वो असिस्टेंट बनते हैं. ऐसे ही है. इफ यू वांट टू बी अ लॉयर, शायद भाई लॉयर है, ये किसी लॉयर फर्म में जाएंगे, पहले उसके अंदर कुछ जॉब करेंगे, उसके अंदर असिस्टेंट रहेंगे, फिर जाकर ये बनेंगे ना. किसी सक्सेसफुल पर्सन को फॉलो किया, उसके बाद सक्सेस की तरफ गए. क्या बीइंग अ मुस्लिम किसी अच्छे सक्सेसफुल आलिम मुफ्ती की हमने सोहबत इख्तियार की? ना पेरेंट्स ने की, ना बच्चे को कराई. तो सक्सेस का मतलब क्या है हमारी जिंदगी में, पहले इसको थोड़ा सा डिफाइन होना चाहिए. असल में हमारी सक्सेस ये है कि मैं ऐसी औलाद हूं जो मेरा हाथ पकड़ के जन्नत में ले जाए. ऐसी औलाद की दुआ करें, ऐसी औलाद की तरबियत करें. बहुत सारे रास्ते, बच्चे स्केर्ड हैं, दे डोंट स्पीक. वाकईत है पेरेंट्स ने तरबियत ही ऐसी की होगी, बिल्कुल वो करते ही नहीं है. बड़े बड़े जो है ना वो क्या कहते हैं ना, अंडरग्राउंड क्राइम्स कर रहे होते हैं, पेरेंट्स को पता ही नहीं, पेरेंट्स के सामने आकर. हालांकि क्या है कि अगर कोई चीज हो जाए तो इतना हो कि मेरी मदद, मेरी हेल्प, मेरे से कोई चीज हो गई है, मेरे पेरेंट्स के साथ इतनी मतलब के मेरी टॉक हो कि बच्चा कोई चीज कर दे तो आपके आगे डिक्लेयर कर दे कि आई मेड दिस मिस्टेक, प्लीज कैन यू हेल्प, और अब बताएं मुझे क्या करना है. लेकिन वो उसको डराया हुआ इतना होता है कि वो कहां से होगा. ये साइन नहीं है सक्सेसफुल पेरेंट की कि बच्चा आपसे हेजिटेट करे अपनी बातचीत करते हुए. तो बहरहाल बहुत सारी चीजें होंगी इसके अंदर, और क्या क्या एग्जाम्पल है इंशाल्लाह वो भी लेते हैं. शाहिद भाई हमारे साथ मौजूद है, इंशाल्लाह देखते हैं शाहिद भाई क्या कहते हैं.
You know, beautiful money is summed up very beautifully. Many people will consider success of making their children as businessmen or coming into a particular profession and having a reputation in society. But as you mentioned, a true successful parent is that who has taught their child about this beautiful religion, reading the Quran, and that child who has become pious, who can, you know, do a salih swab for them after they passed away and take them to Jannah. That is the successful parent who we should be aiming for. Because our children, they tend to get distracted by many people around us. As you mentioned that when we put pressure on children, you know, the children become hesitant in speaking to their parents. Now, they won't feel comfortable. They'll keep them an arm's length. You know, they'll say, I don't want to talk to my dad, or I don't want to talk to my mom because I've done something wrong, they're going to shout at me, or they're going to tell me off. This is the normal how parents normally behave. But if they build that relationship, that friendly relationship with their children, and the children feel confident to speak to them in any aspect, that parent is successful. Because he knows that if his child has done anything wrong, his child will come to him and achieve, you know, his help, his guidance in how to rectify if he's something wrong. When you look at this, Jazab, when children are young, this is that age, the first stage in order to teach them. That is the process of their learning. And when we teach children at a very young age, if they do something wrong, they're able to correct it, and we can teach them, you know, what you've done is wrong, you shouldn't do it like this, and correct that. As parents, it is our responsibility to teach our children, you know, which route to take. Instead of letting them say, right, go and do whatever you want, don't bother me. This is the mentality most people probably have. Whereas as parents, we should be guiding our children, son, this is what Islam teaches us, this is within the boundaries of Islam, and stick with that, don't go beyond that. We have to, you know, tell our children about these boundaries. And we can only tell our children about these boundaries if we know them ourselves. Mm. If we don't know them, then unfortunately we're lost as well. So first and foremost is we need to learn and teach our children. Children at a very young age, they can grasp things a lot quicker than anybody else. As, you know, in society, everybody has a responsibility. Father will have responsibility over his children. Mother will have responsibility over the children. The wife will have responsibility over the husband. An employer will have responsibility over his employees. Laborer will have particular responsibility over duties. So everybody has a responsibility, and we need to fulfill that responsibility to the best as possible. A child is new into this world, so he does not know what to do. He will copy what the parents do or what other people in the household do. So whatever, as Mr. Harvey mentioned, you know, children, they copy, you know, the parents. If, you know, you read in the mosque, the child probably would not be able to read. Well, he'll come and stand next to you. He'll come and fold his arms.
He's copying you.
Yeah, he'll copy. He'll sit, stand next to you, you know, you go and do sajda as well. Because he's watching what you're doing. And as he grows up, he will have that in his mind, that my father, my mother, they pray, they get on the playing mat, and this is what they do. And gradually, that's where he will learn. And this is what we need to do. This is success, because if we can teach our children about the deen, that will benefit the parents and the child in the hereafter. Those parents are successful who teach their children about the deen.
MashaAllah. Yeah, Harun bhai bhi humare saath hai. Ji, Harun bhai.
So, often we see many people, you know, they're going to the ulama asking for ta'weezat, they're getting dua made, that, you know, do dua to Allah Ta'ala, bless us with a pious child, etc. But it seems like once they are blessed with this blessing, they almost think that, you know, okay, now the work is done. Now the child will grow by itself, and, you know, it's almost like I don't have to put in much effort apart from feeding him and making sure he has good health. And this is where a lot of people, they are mistaken, and they make this grave mistake. They don't realize the importance of good parenting until the child starts doing stuff which is contrary to how they feel. So, for example, the child hits 7, 8, 9 years old, and he's picking up swear words, or he's giving them dirty looks, or he's doing stuff which is habitually not a good thing that they're picking up. And then, you know, they're holding their heads, you know, what should I do now? Then they're asking for dua again, that, you know, now I've got the child, but now do dua that he becomes pious, or that he starts being naughty, etc. And I think one cause of this, Sayyid, is that in reality, parents, or moreover the father, doesn't give time to the child. You know, you'll hear the father saying that, you know, I do a 12-hour shift, 5-6 days a week, and then he'll make time for everything else. But if there's not time, then it's for the child or for the children that they're not able to make much time for. And, you know, it's not the matter of taking days off in a stretch to spend with the children. Sometimes it's a matter of waking up 15 minutes earlier so you can sit with the child, maybe have breakfast with them, or, you know, coming home a bit earlier. It's all about making priority and squeezing time out to do this. Another, I think, mistake that people make is when a child does something wrong, they are quick to pick that up, that, you know, and they shout, and, you know, unfortunately the behavior and the attitude that is shown to the child is what he picks up. Mm. Because like you said, the child is a piece of paper. However you treat him is what he will pick up and what he will think is okay to do himself as well when growing up. So, you know, you'll use words like, oi, get here, you know, shut up, etc. And then these are all going into his memory, into his mind. And then when the same happens to you, you're thinking, wait, you know, how did this happen? And along with this, when the child is bad, okay, correct him. But when he does good, pick that up as well. Oh, mashallah, you know, you read the Rushif, oh, you read namaz without me even telling you, well done, you know, here, have this treat. And pick up on the good things.
Mashallah.
That way they will recognize, okay, you know, I was appreciated for this, and it was noticed, and it will encourage them to do more good. And like this, there are many other ways that we've been taught by the Prophet as well. You know, to just be passionate and affectionate. Unfortunately, that's one thing we see missing. That we have this set routine in our lives, waking up at this time, going to work, coming back, having food, having tea, watching some telly, going to sleep. We don't like to think outside the box, or we don't like to think of ways to make our child a good person. We don't want to go out of our way, out of our comfort zone, to make that child a pious person. And unfortunately, this is where a lot of us, you know, people who are parents as well, they lack, is because they don't pay this attention. And then when it gets to a stage where it's out of hand, then we're thinking, okay, where do we go now? Who do we consult? Which avenue do we take? So when you are to make amends, then do it in time. And inshallah, this way, your child, you will see, will have...
Mashallah, one thing is the parents should understand their child behavior and mindset. Not every child have a same mindset. Ek hi ghar mein rehte honge, mind alag alag hai bachcho ka. Soch alag hai. Aaj khate ek hai, kisi ko gussa zyada aayega, kisi ko kam aayega, kisi ko mirch zyada pasand hai, kisi ko. Ye sari cheeze hoti hai na. Akalband parents jo hote hain, successful parents wo hote hain jo bacche ki zehni jo uska level us hisab se baat karte hain, usse treat kar. Bachcha karega, ab gussa aata hai, to foran aapne gussa bacche bhi nikalna hai, to ye to phir aapki jo hai wo नाएली हुई ना कि गुस्सा. आप जब छोटे थे तो आप क्या करते थे? आप जब भी कोई एक्शन लेने वाले हो ना बच्चे पे, आप एक सेकंड के लिए सोचिए, जब मैं छोटा था तो मैं क्या करता था? शायद मैं इससे भी वर्स हूं. अब याद रखिएगा, अब इस बच्चे को अब इस लेवल पर जाकर समझाने की कोशिश करें. मेन चीज है बच्चे की तरबियत. द फर्स्ट स्कूल और फर्स्ट ट्रेनिंग सेंटर इज द मदर लैब. माँ की गोद जो है ना, असल में वो पहली तरबियत गाह है. अब वो स्टार्टिंग इससे पहले से ले लें कि रिश्ता ढूंढने के लिए क्या हमने देखा था. रिश्ता ढूंढने कुछ और गए थे, जो इस्लाम ने बताया, जो मेरा आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने बताया, वो रिश्ता ही नहीं देखने गए. अब रिश्ता ही कुछ और लेने गए, तो अब वो जो बच्चा आएगा, मतलब इसका बच्चे का इफेक्ट है. आपने बोले सक्सेसफुल पेरेंट्स बनने के लिए उनका अपना किरदार भी होता है. लुक इन द मदर ऑफ गौसे पाक रहमतुल्लाह, लुक इन द फादर ऑफ गौसे पाक रहमतुल्लाह, कि माँ के पेट में 18 सिपारे जो है वो याद कर लिए थे. और आज माँ के पेट में होता बच्चे, अब माँ क्या कर रही होती, बच्चे पे इफेक्ट होगा या नहीं होगा? फिर सक्सेसफुल पेरेंट्स कैसे बनेंगे? माँ बाप खुश होते हैं, बच्चा पहला लफ्ज बोलता है अल्लाह. उनकी ख्वाहिश होती है कि पहला लफ्ज बोले वो अल्लाह बोले. जब बच्चा बोले तो वो कोई अच्छी बात बोले. कुछ पेरेंट्स होते, ओए ओए मेरे बच्चे ने गाली बक दी, वो लोगो कैसा डांस. जब माँ बाप की अपनी तरबियत नहीं है तो सक्सेसफुल पेरेंट्स कैसे बनेंगे? अच्छा, बच्चे को ब्लेम दे रहे होते हैं, खुद को भी नहीं पता होता कि भाई असल में सक्सेस क्या है.
जी शास्त्र, वी मेंशन माशाल्लाह फॉर अ फ्यू पॉइंट्स देयर. द फर्स्ट वन दैट यू मेंशन इज दैट इन द हाउसहोल्ड देयर आर मेनी डिफरेंट चिल्ड्रन, एंड वन पेरेंट दे मेंशन इन अ ब्यूटी, दे एक्सप्लेन टू मी इन अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल वे, दे सेड लुक एट योर फिंगर्स, दे ऑल इंपॉर्टेंट. समवन सेड व्हिच वन डू यू वांट टू लूज, एंड ही सेड नो, यू नो, आई लव ऑल ऑफ देम. नाउ द चाइल्ड, दे लुक एट द फिंगर्स, नन ऑफ देम आर सेम, आर दे? Yeah, everyone is different in the house. Your middle son, your daughter, they're all different, and their temperament's different. The way they respond is different. Now, how you respond to them, they think that's the solution. So if they've done something wrong, and you say, come over here, and you smack him one. Now, they think that's the solution. So when their brother or sister does something wrong, what do they think the solution is? That we can smack them.
And it's wrong.
Then we say to them, why are you hitting your brother or sister for? But they've seen you strike them, so they think that's the way, which is totally wrong to do. But you have to explain to them what they've done wrong. The next thing, Shah Sahib, is that what they see, how if we make a move and they're watching, and the move is incorrect, for example, we've made the wrong move. For example, we're putting on our footwear, we thought to put in the right foot, and then you stop and you take it all off and you say, oh no, I've done it wrong. They're going to be watching and thinking that, Dad, what did you do wrong? And then you explain to him that, look, I should have put in the right foot, then the left foot. And every time you do it wrong, you say, oh no, I've done it wrong, and you rewind. Now they're seeing you do this and rewinding. Every time they're going to also be doing the same thing, putting in the foot and thinking to themselves that, you know, I'm making sure I'm doing the right thing here. Mm. The other thing is that children, what they do is that they are very clever in the sense that the thing that they pick up things very quickly at a young age. Now, one of the things that I noticed, like you mentioned, is that I've had the opportunity to work with children in many different aspects and fields and in many different capacities, is that one thing that I noticed in a lot of the professional organizations, they notice that a child who doesn't have a father figure in his life, so the father maybe the parents are divorced, or the father's not actively involved, that child's response and behavior will be worse than other children, especially if it's a boy. So the boy, his behavior will be bad. Why? Because the father is not actively in his life, or he's not giving the child time. So the child will seek attention, or his behavior will get worse in the madrasa or in school, and the teachers will pick up on this as well. And he feels there's no. And when they researched into this, they said that the child doesn't have a sense of belonging. He doesn't feel like he has a belonging to anything. So that's why his behavior gets worse. But if you look at Islam, how beautiful it is. If you look at the name Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali, Islam has not only gave you your name, but with your father. That's the importance that you have. You feel the attachment. You feel part, and you feel every time that you have that father figure with you, even with your in your name. So Islam has gave us that. That you are your name, and you are the son of such and such person. And that's on the day of judgment, how we'll be raised. That our name will be called and our father's name will be called. So a big part, the point I'm trying to get to is that if you want to become successful, is that the mistake that we are making is that we are earning very hard and we are earning very good for our children for the reason that they get the things that maybe we didn't get. Okay, we didn't get this technology, but we think, look, parents think I need to work double hard so they gain it. Okay. I didn't gain these trainers, these clothing, but I want my child to gain that education, that thing. So we are, as they say, when you have a blanket and a short and you pull it onto your head, your feet get cold. And when you put it onto your feet, your head becomes cold. So we kind of pulling ourselves to one way to earn a lot for them. But at the same time, maybe not deliberately, we're not giving them time. So when they don't get that time, their behavior gets worse. Because the father, yes, you mentioned at the start, the kids, the children, they should share things with their mother and their father. But that father has got that personality, that awe in the house, that if he looks at a child, a child knows it's game over. He knows that, I better sit down.
It's over.
It's over. The father just has to give him that look. And the mother, she can't do that.
Yeah,
so the child, he could be messing around with the mother. The mother saying, son, sit down, sit down, sit down. Father comes in the room and he just looks at him and he sits down. What did you do? That's the presence of the father. That there has to be that factor that he has respect for you and he has that little bit of fear that if I do something wrong, my dad is here. So when dad's not there, he's got free playground. He can do whatever he likes. He can go running here. He can go outside. He can be with the friends. And normally, a lot of the time, the shocking thing is that these children that are outside, you ask them that, where is your father? You know, how are you walking the streets at this time? What are you doing at 10:30? I used to stop youngsters on the way, sometimes coming back from Ishtama. And he was like, only 8 or 9 years old, Shahzad. I said, where are you going? It was 10:30, but maybe later. Where are you going? I'm going to the chip shop. Are you going? 10:30 and you've gone to the chip shop. Your mom and dad have let you out. If somebody takes you, if something happens to you, where's your dad? And this is what's happening. Youngsters have got not that fear factor. They're outside. When if we think back, that even if we step late and it was a little bit late, we used to first of all look in the house to see where's dad. And if dad's face is red, and if dad's face gives us that look, we used to go straight upstairs, forget about roti, forget about dinner, just make sure that we go to sleep.
Ek respect hai na.
Respect. That
Walid
respect has to be there.
Ek respect. Woh tere walda ko to ghuma dete hain. Idhar ghuma dete hain. Walda waisi hi, woh pata na ki naram aur ek hai dil mein rakha hua hai. Lekin walid ko thoda sa hota hai ki bhai dekhna hai. Lekin walid ye thodi ki woh kamane mein hi lag jaye. Woh kamaye aa raha hai, bachche ko time hi nahi de raha hai. तो कमाना किसके लिए वो कहते हैं ना इट्स नॉट द मैटर व्हाट यू लीव फॉर योर चिल्ड्रन बट इज व्हाट यू लीव इनसाइड योर चिल्ड्रन बच्चे के अंदर क्या छोड़ा ये काम करेगा उसके लिए दौलत छोड़ के गए ये कामयाबी नहीं है अंदर क्या है इस्लाम है कुरान है नमाज की मोहब्बत है या नहीं है ये सारी चीजें है फिर एक और चीज जो है जो बच्चों की तरबियत में एक इंपॉर्टेंट जो पहलू है उनकी इसलाह करना इट्स नॉट लाइक टू गिव देम पनिशमेंट सजा देना नहीं है उनको समझाना है उनको बताना ये अलग होता है हर वो कहते हैं ना कि बस सजा दे देनी है नहीं सजा नहीं देनी होती है उनको बताना है कि वाई माई डिसीजन इज राइट आपने जाके ऑर्डर क्या वजह क्या है अब वो कंफ्यूज है आपका काम है उसको समझाया कि ये रूल इसलिए उनको खतरात से आगाह करें आप बताएं जी सोशल मीडिया इंटरनेट क्यों डेंजर, क्यों आपके लिए ये है मुश्किल, क्यों इसके अंदर खतरा था, आप बताएं तो सही। बस ठीक है मैंने मना कर दिया, ठीक है डैड मना कर दिया आपने, फादर साहब अब्बू जी बाबा जी पापा जी जो भी जी हैं, सही अच्छी बात है आपने, आप जानते हैं, लेकिन उनको एक्सप्लेन तो कर देना अपने एक्सपीरियंस की रोशनी में, प्यार मोहब्बत से, बेटा ये प्रॉब्लम है, तो ये कामयाबी की साइन है। अगर आप एक्सप्लेन ही नहीं करते सिर्फ ऑर्डर चलाए जा रहे हैं तो प्रॉब्लम तो होगा ना, अभी तो खामोश है, लेकिन जब वो फटेगा तो फिर वो गलत फटेगा क्योंकि तरबियत नहीं हुई थी। तो तरबियत इस्लाम के अंदर है, आज ना मैथ्स के अंदर है, ना अलजेब्रा के अंदर है, ना बायोलॉजी के अंदर है, ना फिजिक्स के अंदर, ना केमिस्ट्री के अंदर। असल में माँ बाप की रिस्पेक्ट और सक्सेस जो है ना वो इस्लाम के अंदर ही, आप चाहे जो मर्जी बुक पढ़कर देख ले, आपको जो कामयाबी मिलेगी वो इस्लाम के अंदर ही मिलेगी।
Children, they need love from parents. Most of the times, we got a couple of children in the house, we probably treat one with more love, and the other one we probably, you know, not give too much love. Probably start growing slightly older, so we'll, you know, neglect him. And being older, he will feel it, that, you know, my dad, my mom used to give me more love and everything. Now the young ones come, they totally ignore me. So when you start ignoring a child, you know, their behavior begins to change, because they think, well, they care about the young one, they don't care about me anymore. So when that happens, the child's mental aspect, he thinks, well, they don't care about me, so I'll do what I want. So he'll deliberately start going messing around with things. So when he starts messing around with things, rather than being, you know, kind to them and explaining them in a simple manner, parents begin to shout at them, told you not to do this, why are you doing this, don't you listen. This is the mentality which we have. Well, we got to realize that our children are like a plant, and they need to be showered with love and affection. And once we give this to them, you know, the weakness which they have, it will, you know, fill that weakness, because we begin to give them that love and everything. Like, you know, if your child is not, if you're not kind to your children, they gradually will begin to distance away from you. They will try to look for that missing love elsewhere. Maybe, you know, other family members, uncles, aunts, or if they're at school, they will look at, you know, other friends who they can look at. And that's the company which they will then try to associate with. And gradually, you will realize that your children have gone out of your hands. And once that happens, you will think, my child doesn't listen to me. What wrong have I done? Why doesn't my child listen to me? We then begin to impose restrictions. What we don't do is look at ourselves. What have I done that has caused my child to behave in that way? When my child needed me the most, at that delicate age, where was I at that time? Was I too busy earning for them at that time? Or was I spending extra time with them? Because if I'm earning, what use is that money now when the child's out of my control? So therefore, we need to, you know, level out our work, our earning, and spending time with the children. And those parents who spend, we see that those parents who spend time with the children, their children are, you know, more obedient and more respectful to the parents. Whereas those parents who don't spend time with their children, you can see that their children have come off the rails, so to speak. In dealing with many people in the profession, Joseph, I've dealt with people there, the father, he's been at work, you know, long hours. And when the child gets into trouble or something, you say, you know, how do you... Well, just my friends with my friends. The father comes in, oh, my son's been wrong with the wrong company. Well, where were you at the time? When your son needed you, where were you? Now you're complaining that your son has gone onto the wrong track because of the company he's got. When he needed that guidance, when he needed that love, he needed that, you know, bit of care and everything, where were you at the time as a father? And we need to question ourselves, where are we in these times?
उस वक्त तो कमाने में लगे हुए होते हैं ना शायद भाई, जिनके लिए कमाने हैं उनके लिए टाइम ही नहीं है, तो कमाने का फायदा क्या हुआ? यानी कि आप 10-11 o'clock प्रैक्टिकली एक है कि एक से पूछा भाई वालिद साहब बोला जी वीकेंड पे कभी मुलाकात होती है, क्यों भाई? वो क्योंकि हम स्कूल चले जाते हैं, 7 o'clock उठते हैं, 8 o'clock स्कूल जाते हैं, 3 o'clock हाफ 3 स्कूल से वापस आते हैं, मदरसा होता है, बाय द टाइम 8-9 o'clock हम नॉकआउट हो जाते हैं, सो जाते हैं। वालिद साहब जो है वो 9 o'clock उठते हैं, 10 o'clock काम पर जाना होता है, रात को 9 o'clock वो आते हैं, जब तक हम सो जाते हैं। वीकेंड पे कभी कभी मुलाकात, तब जब आपकी ये स्केड्यूल है, ये जदवल है, तो تو آپ بچے کی تربیت کیا کریں گے جس کے لیے آپ کما رہے ہیں؟
Sir, sir, just exactly I was going to mention on this aspect, that's the matter, where the father was working out of town, and he was coming back home after every 2 to 3 months. When he's coming after home 2 to 3 months, he's not actually spending time with his children as well. He's going around visiting, you know, all his own family, his siblings and everything. Come Sunday, he's gone back. You've come home for a weekend, spend the time with your children, and the children were actually, you know, off the rails completely. The mother couldn't control them, and the children were off the rails completely, and then you think, well, you're complaining. Your son's gone off rails. Had you found a job in local and took care of your children at that time, then you wouldn't have to see the situation at all.
ATM machine bane hue na, khud hi apne aap ko declare kar diya ki I'm a ATM machine. آئی ایم کریڈٹ کارڈ اور ڈیبٹ کارڈ جو بھی سمجھے تو پھر وہ اسی طرح لگا رہے گا. بچوں کو بھی پتا یہ اے ٹی ایم کارڈ ہے, اس میں صرف پیسے ہی لینا اور کچھ نہیں کرنا باقی. اس کو بھی پتا ہے کہ مجھے صرف پیسے دینے, تو پرابلم تو ہونا ہے. افتخار بھائی
جی, شاہ صاحب, یو نو کیش پوائنٹ دیٹ ایوری ٹائم دے کم وی جسٹ سائن سم دی گو اینڈ گیو اٹ ٹو دیم, دیٹس ناٹ آور جاب. اٹس پارٹ, یس وی ہیو ٹو ارن فار دیم اینڈ وی ہیو ٹو پرووائڈ فار دیم واٹ دے نیڈ, دیئر بکس ایٹسٹرا, بٹ وین یو ہیو چلڈرن ان دا ہاؤس اینڈ یو ہیو مور دین ون چائلڈ, you have to be very careful what you get for one. Now if you're buying something very expensive and the other one something very cheap, it has a long lasting effect on them. It can create that jealousy amongst them, it can create that problem amongst them. Another thing that I've noticed is that when children they might blame the teacher, or they might blame the school, or they might blame the madrasa. Before you start to quickly attack the school or the madrasa or the teacher in the madrasa, listen from the teacher or the school's story as well. Remember, before making any decision, you should listen from both sides. Now your child's come and told you this. I've heard child's stories for a long time.
But they good word bolte hain, baaton ko badhate bhi bada hai, stretch karte hain.
The parents look embarrassed. There was a child that the teacher was saying that he had told his mother that he goes to madrasa, he attends madrasa, but the teacher doesn't open the door for him, so he comes back home. That's what he's been telling his mother. Now the mother, she believed this story, so now she's angry, she's furious, she marches to the madrasa, teacher sitting there, straight away without asking, firing away. Now she's, the class is full, children sitting there, she's saying that, you know, how come you don't let my child in, the door's closed, the door's locked. And the teacher said, how did you just walk in? She said, through the door. He said, if you've walked in through the door, it's the same it's the same door that your child needs to walk in through as well. Then all the children, now she's becoming embarrassed. Now all the children were sitting there and they're all saying that, look, he doesn't even come madrasa. We've seen him here, we've seen him there, he doesn't even come here. Now she's furious at the child, and the child's saying, no, mom, and she's yelling and screaming at him, and they're both having an argument. Now the child's embarrassed, the mother's embarrassed. So the child, they come up with many stories. If you ask them regarding their homework, they're saying, my mother didn't buy me a pen, my father didn't buy me a book. These are the excuses they're giving to the teacher. And to the parents, they'll say, look, Ustaz Sahab didn't give us any homework. Ustaz Sahab didn't do anything. So you're playing this little table tennis game with them, where the child's trying any way to get out. At the moment, before the father and the parents, they'll believe the teacher. But what's making it difficult for teachers and parents to help their child become successful is that the child has got the parent and the teacher at each other, and he's sitting back. He's sitting back enjoying
third umpire.
He's saying, not out, out, run out. He's got them at each other. Why are you doing this? You're always picking on my child. My child's done nothing wrong. And the child's third umpire, looking at the screen, thinking, this is brilliant. He's got away with everything. So the advice I'm giving here is that don't believe everything that your child says. Your child is a child. If you think back as a child, we used to say things and do things that weren't true. And your child is not 100% perfect. No teacher treats his the students like his children. A teacher will look at his class, his Islamic class, and he will look at them like his own children. And it's stated that there was a great scholar, and he had a class of children. His own two children were in that class as well. And when it was time to read their sabak and read to the teacher, all the class would read, and his two children would be last. The children, once they complained, they said, look, father doesn't listen to us, but we his children. He leaves us to the end. The father sat them down and he explained. He didn't shout and said, I'm your dad and pass me the stick. He said, look, listen, these children, they come from far and wide. Their parents sacrifice time, they pay, they come here. I need to give them priority. It's okay if you go last. you know, you're my own children. I'll listen to yours anyway. But if I take you first, what are the children going to say? That they're his own children and he's listening to them first. And what happened is that the children, they settled for that. The parent explained, the teacher explained, they settled for that, and he stated that out the whole area, his two children became the biggest scholars of that.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
This is the explaining, this is the advice that parents should give, and listen to both sides before you make any final decision.
Sorry to say, Iftikhar bhai, school, college ke liye mamla nahi hota, mamla zyada madrasay ke liye hota. Islamic ke liye, uske liye to fikar hi nahi hoti na. Aap khud dekh le, school aapne kabhi dekha hai ki school ki koi complaint aur ja raha hoga nahi khola, aap bacche ko kehte definitely you made a mistake, you on the wrong side. Madrasay ka hoga na, madrasay ko blame de rahe honge. Kari sahab ko blame de rahe honge, school teacher ko kabhi blame nahi denge. Bachcha fail hokar aa raha hoga, never blame to the teacher. ना ना तुमने पढ़ा नहीं है क्लास में, तुमने कुछ नहीं है, लेकिन बच्चा मस्जिद का होगा ना मामला, टीचर ठीक नहीं है हजरत, मस्जिद ठीक नहीं है हजरत.
If in the school they have the parents evening, and I used to be in the parents evening, we used to finish like 7:30, 7, and the queues were long down the corridor, every parent waiting, standing there. And if the parents said that your child's not working hard, you're not working hard, extra tuition for you. Put him in the
straight away in the
tuition class. And then the madrasa teacher was saying that we thought, let's do parents evening as well. We wrote letters and we thought everybody's going to come. It's going to be a big queue.
Food and everything ready.
Food ready, everything ready. They said we waited till 6:30, 7. One parent turned up last minute before we're about to close the door. He said, sorry, I'm late. I've come for parents evening. How's my son getting on? He said, oh, sorry, I need to rush off now. I need to go. Everything ready. And then if you do say to the parents that your son's not reading, they won't say, okay, straight to extra tuition. They'll say, your fault. You can't teach. You need to leave.
Parents have no good.
No good. We need to change madrasa.
Allah.
You know, for example, the child's going to school. They'll make sure, you know, his clothes are clean, his tie is up there, his blazer's on, you know, everything's no creases, his hair's flicked back, you know, everything's tip-top. And his homework's there, his bag's, you know, not out of place, his lunch, everything is, you know, in place. When he goes to madrasa, he's got stains on his clothes, his nails haven't been cut for a week, and the state of him, you know, he just looks like... And it's a really bad double standards case here, where, you know, and even the education side, they won't be worried that the child is not moving on to the second page of the Qaeda, but if a complaint comes home from school, they'll ring up, okay, who do I need to speak to, what can I do to help him, you know, where is it going wrong, where can I get extra support? So this double standards you will see a lot, unfortunately, where they are giving a lot of priority to the worldly education. But when it comes to the deen education, and especially, you know, the very fundamentals, we're talking about the very basics that a child should know, his qaida, his Quran, his correct pronunciation, his namaz, his, you know, his basics as a Muslim, the things that he is supposed to be grasping as he's growing up and, you know, getting to know the world, no attention is paid, unfortunately. So this is one thing that the parents, and moreover the father, obviously, because he's the one who's actively involved in this, he should, you know, just be, if not as involved, if not more involved with his dini education, with his Islamic upbringing. And just a narration I came across, which I thought was relevant to share, it said on the Day of Judgment, the wife and children of a man will make a complaint in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they will say that, O our Lord, Ya Allah, make this person, they're referring to the father, the husband, make this person compensate for our unfulfilled right. He never taught us about religion, and he provided us with haram sustenance, and we were unaware. The person would be beaten so severely for earning haram that his flesh would come off his bones. Then he will be brought to the mizan, the scales, where the angels will bring his good deeds equivalent to mountains. And then one of his family members would come and say, I am short of good deeds, and take some of them. Then another person from his family will come and say, you made me eat from interest, and he will take some of the good deeds. In this way, different people from his family will come, and they will take away from his good deeds. Then he will say, turning his face towards his wife and children in despair, in regret, alas, now I have the burden of those sins and acts of cruelty which I committed for you. The angels will announce, he is the unfortunate person,
Allah,
whose family has taken all of his good deeds, and he entered hell because of them. So it just goes to show, you know, we're talking about not giving time to the family, to the children, overworking, and prioritizing everything else, but the family. And you know, this is a case of what can happen to a person in such a situation. So
jinke liye sab kuch kiya qiyamah mein wahi mukadma kar denge, inke liye kamate rahe namazein nahi padi rab ki jo hai nafarmani ki, aur phir qiyamah ke din yahi mukadma karenge aur inhi ki wajah se jahannam mein jana padega. Maa baap aur aulad aur ye ghar wale jo hain aisa na kare ki inki wajah se kahin aapko jahannam mein jana na pad jaye, ki wo aise kamon mein na laga de aapko कि कहीं वो आप उनकी बात मानते मानते जो है ना वो अल्लाह की नाफरमानी करे और कहीं जहन्नम में जाने के हकदार ना बन जाए. तो इसलिए प्लीज रियलाइज करें, जैसे इन्होंने बात की ना, एक रात पहले बच्चे को स्कूल जाना है, रात को एवरीथिंग रेडी, खाना क्या होगा, बच्चे के शूज भी पॉलिश होंगे, कपड़े भी इस्त्री होंगे, धोने के लिए धो के होंगे, लेकिन मदरसा भेजने के लिए आप देखें किस कदर, मतलब मैं कहूँ कि मजलूम है हमारे समझ टीचर और जो हमारे मदरसे, यकीन करें सही नहीं कर रहे हैं. और ये कामयाब थोड़ी निशानी है, ये पेरेंट्स सक्सेसफुल थोड़ी होते हैं कि जो आप करें कि जिनका इस तरीके का बिहेवियर है, ना बच्चों की तरबियत पता है, ना वो अपनी तरबियत का पता. असल में बच्चों को अच्छे उसने अखलाक की तरफ लेकर जाना, आपका बच्चा रिस्पेक्ट करने वाला हो, ये एक साइन है सक्सेसफुल पेरेंट्स की, कि आपके बच्चे के अंदर रिस्पेक्ट हो दूसरों की करने की. कि मैं उनकी बच्चा रिस्पेक्ट करता भी नहीं, अब भाई तड़ाक तड़ाक जवाब देता है, बोले अरे देखो क्या कॉन्फिडेंस, देखो कॉन्फिडेंस कहेगा है, बड़ों के सामने कोई जवाब दिया जाता ना, फिर बच्चे का कॉन्फिडेंस लेवल देखो, इज सिक्स ईयर ओल्ड लेकिन ये चैटर बॉक्स बना हुआ है. चैटर बॉक्स क्या करोगे, कहीं उल्टी सीधी कहीं आपको ये कहीं ऐसी चीजें करके जहन्नम में ना ले जाए, अभी से आपने कंट्रोल नहीं किया बच्चे को, ये बड़ा होके क्या दिखाएगा. आप बोलो तो ये देखो अभी से इसके अंदर इतना ओवर कॉन्फिडेंस, कहते कॉन्फिडेंस लेवल देखे मेरे बच्चे का.
I'm glad you mentioned this point, is that the ones that you said they're overconfident, what they end up doing is that private matters of the house, they're probably talking about this in front of everybody.
School mein aage bata rahe hote.
Not just in the school, if you take him to the masjid and you tell him off, he's saying to his father, you do this, you do this, remember you've said this. And even one child, the father said to him that, listen, sit down in the masjid, be quiet. He goes, dad, you don't tell me again, otherwise I'm going to tell mom.
Allah.
I'll tell mom, she'll get rid of you. Everybody's like surprised in the house. Like, look, he's blackmailing his father he's going to tell his mother. Another thing is that these children are our investment.
Say.
When we leave this world, if we've left something, if we've left good children, pious children behind, they offer their salah, their namaz, their jummah, and they do righteous things, then we're going to benefit in the grave. Remember when we make dua, we're making dua for pious children. Okay, everything else in the world, if they tried their best and they didn't become it, you just say to the child, look, you try your best. These are the words that you should give them. Son, daughter, try your best. If you try your best and you still haven't done it, I'll still be proud of you.
Say.
Don't put this pressure onto them that you need to be a doctor, you need to be an engineer, you need to be this. What if they've got the capability? If they can't get to that level, then all their life they're going to think, my mom and dad wanted me if the heart to be a pilot. You never became a pilot, you failed. Yeah, that's going to be, but if my mom and dad said to me, just go out there, you try your best, whatever you become, long as you try your best, we're happy with you. So even if I become, I'm not going to mention any name of any profession because that's the main thing I'm saying, law. But whatever I become, they say we're happy with you. Now you think I've pleased my parents because I tried my best and I've became this and they're happy with me. Remember, it is stated in the blessed hadith that undoubtedly Allah will elevate the rank of a pious person. He'll say, Allah Almighty, why did you elevate my rank? It'll be said to him, you left a pious son behind, he made dua for you when you left this world. After you left this world. But what do? We offload our children. They're 6 hours in the school, we think intention, you know, gone. It's okay. We should be happy that when they come home, we've got a chance to sit with them, eat with them. But what do? We give them toast and beans. I'm just saying as an example, straight away get your jubba on, put your tracksuit on, straight to madrasa. Which class is the longest? The hips one's 5-6 hours, put him in that one.
And the weekends as well.
Weekend one, that's even longer, get him out of my head, you know, let him be in that class. Longest class, put him in there. Why? Because we don't have to see him, we don't have to be with him, we don't have to, you know, these children are getting the most phone calls that we get at the moment is that, is there any classes going on, is there something happening, is there anything that our children that get out of the house, when do you want to spend time with them? You made all these du'as in the court of Allah Almighty, Allah bless you with the children, now you don't want to look at them. Today you don't want to look at them, you want to offload them, tomorrow they're going to offload you. And when they offload you, they're going to put you into an old person's
Allah,
house.
Allah.
Then they're going to say, Mom, Dad, you didn't give us time. Today, why should we give you time? It's stated that some people, they say 18 years old, we're going to change the locks. They said, you could change the locks. When you get old, we'll take the doors down, take you out of the house. So remember, don't offload your children. Madrasa is not a place of babysitting. Madrasa is not a place that they come after school and parents are really happy, 6:30, 7, 8 o'clock. Then they come, we give them a bit of food straight to bed. When are you going to sit with them? What have they learned today? What did they learn? When are you going to ask them? So don't offload your children. Give them time.
Unfortunately, here we got our priorities mixed up. We give priority to the worldly education for our children, but not the dini education. Alhamdulillah, you know, when we put our children in the dini institute and we speak to the teachers on a regular basis, we will be able to get progress, because then the teacher knows that the father of this child is interested in his child's progress. Just where we give interest in our child's progress in school education, we should give more interest in the deen education as well. Just give you a classic example, mashallah, the Hifz class in Dawud Islami. The teacher, so beautiful. My child, if he's even 5 minutes late, he'll be on the phone to me.
Mashallah.
Your son, where is he? Why is he not, you know, in class today? And, you know, he'll even ring me beforehand. Make sure your son is in class at a particular time. This is the kind of teachers, alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami has. And those of you, I'll, you know, encourage these viewers, you know, get your children to come into the fold of Dawud Islami, enroll in Dawud Islami's madrasas, classes for Hifz. There'll be, inshallah, courses throughout the summer holiday. Everyone's off nowadays for summer holidays. Get your children to come to these courses as well. And you will see that once they attend these classes, you know, they will have change within themselves. And then you will realize that what effect it has by being in an Islamic environment and being in a normal school as well. So inshallah, you know, you've got this opportunity now. Throughout the summer holidays, inshallah, there'll be courses being run by Dawud Islami for youngsters, and get your children enrolled in these courses as soon as possible.
Full-time Hifz class bhi hai, part-time Hifz class bhi hai, Birmingham ke andar aur all around the UK. Lekin full-time Hifz class aap Birmingham ke andar hai, aap khana bhi dete hain free mein, koi tension ki baat nahi. Puri duniya mein Dawat Islami ke jo Madrasatul Madina hai, please bachcho ko is taraf bhi lekar aaye. Spend time with them before you have to spend time with them. याद रखिए, फिर मजबूरी में करना पड़ेगा, उससे पहले पहले टाइम स्पेंड करते हैं इनके साथ. बहरहाल काफी देर हो गई है, काफी कॉल्स जमा हुए हैं, सेगमेंट भी हैं, साइन लैंग्वेज सेगमेंट और बहुत सारी चीजें. आइए चलते हैं कॉल्स की तरफ, कुछ कॉल्स लेते हैं इंशाल्लाह.
My name is Mohammed Abbas, I'm going from Delhi. My money crash is not haunted, it is not a Sabi Rabbi Jallallah. Jazakallahu khaira.
Ameen, ameen. Hasbi Rabbi Jallallah. Inshallah. Adil bhai, khamoj hai thoda. Ko Punjabi wuj guftugu kar so. Theek hai, inshallah. Next call, please.
Shahzad from Birmingham. MashaAllah, today's topic is very important, the successful parents. I just wanted to ask you this question, that a lot of people are struggling to be a successful parent. What guideline you can give them so they can be a good parent and able to bring children according to Islam? Jazakallah khaira.
آمین انشاءاللہ تھوڑی دیر میں اس پہ بات کرتے ہیں کافی ساری باتیں ہوئی ہیں لیکن کچھ اور بھی انشاءاللہ مدنی پھول دیتے ہیں نیکس کال پلیز
My name is Mohammed Zakri, I'm calling from Birmingham, UK. MashaAllah, a very good topic. May Allah reward you, Bapu. May Allah reward all the Mumbalgeen who are in this Sisla. I like to request this not. Arisha Hakehe, Masunate, Rifa'at Rasulullah Haki.
Bilkul ji, sun baatein, inshaAllah. Ek call all le lete hain.
My name is Mohammed Qasim Attar from Birmingham. MashaAllah, such a beautiful program. Sayyid Zab, how are you? I hope you're doing good. It's so nice to watch this program. I love it. Please keep me and my family in your duas. Please can I request our lovely Adil Bhatti recite Dekhte Kya Ho Ahle Safa. Jazakallah khair.
Chale ji, Dekhte Kya Ho Ahle Safa. A Pahunche Mahboob-e-Khuda. جی عدیل بھائی کچھ کلام سنا ہے انشاءاللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم حسبی ربی جل اللہ فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ لا الہ الا اللہ
سارے
Thank you.
آئیے ایک پیکج دیکھتے ہیں انشاءاللہ.
There's one person who is a Muslim, who was born Muslim, and he is living as a Muslim. I mean, he is a Muslim. If it is said that faith will be lost, or if faith is lost, now if somebody is a Muslim, so he is a Muslim. How can his faith be lost? How can a Muslim become non-believer? So, what do you want to talk about this, please?
If there is a Muslim, right? He was born in a Muslim family. He is a Muslim. He offers Salah and proclaims that I believe in all the prophets and also that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is also a prophet, but not the last one. Not the last prophet. Then how would he remain a Muslim? He'll become a disbeliever. Similarly, if someone says that I believe in all the prophets except Isa alayhi salam, that he's a prophet, he still will become a disbeliever. Denying even one prophet will make him a disbeliever. Or he says that I believe in everything, but I don't believe in the existence of paradise. Paradise or hell is nothing. Then he'll become a disbeliever. Or he says that I don't believe in angels. This will also make him disbeliever. In fact, if someone says that I deny the existence of Jinnat, there's no such thing called Jinnat, then this will make him a disbeliever. Because in the glorious Quran, there is complete Surah Jinn, and Jinnat have been mentioned at various other places too. So, existence of Jinn is proven from the Quran. So, it is a clear act of disbelief to deny any word of the Holy Quran. And becoming an apostate is also proven from the Holy Quran. As in, the one who deviates away from Islam after embracing Islam is called an apostate.
The one who deviated from his religion. This content is present in Quran.
So it's not something that we can't comprehend. Now if someone says that I'm a Muslim and na'udhu billah swears at Allah, denies the obligation of Salah, makes fun of the fasts of Ramadan, then how would he remain a Muslim? If someone was born in Pakistan, his ancestors are Pakistani, and then denies the existence of Pakistan saying that Pakistan is nothing, Pakistan is wrong, then will the government spare him? they will sentence him to most severest of the punishments, saying that he is a traitor. Let alone the example of Pakistan. Take the example of the founder of Pakistan. If someone even disrespects him, then our constitution has punishment for this as well. This happens in every country. So the one who disrespects Allah Almighty and His Prophet, how can he now remain a Muslim? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Beautiful Madani Phool, waqi. ये अकीदा, ये फंडामेंटल्स जो है हमारी बेसिक इफ्तिखार भाई आज ये ना पेरेंट्स को पता है ना बच्चों को पता है
एडवाइस दैट एवरी सिंगल पेरेंट टीच योर चिल्ड्रन दीज बुक्स फंडामेंटल टीचिंग्स ऑफ इस्लाम देयर्स थ्री पार्ट्स द फर्स्ट टू गो थ्रू विद देम सो दे नो द फंडामेंटल्स ऑफ इस्लाम लाइक वी जस्ट हर्ड इन दिस पैकेज दैट दे नीड टू नो देयर बेसिक्स इफ यू डोंट टीच देम दे विल बी लॉस्ट These two books are available for free to download from Dawood Islami's website, Fundamental Teachings of Islam, Part 1, Part 2, and there's also Part 3 available.
MashaAllah. Call आई थी शहजाद भाई की और वो ये बात कर रहे थे किस तरीके से क्या किया जाए पेरेंट्स को कि वो वाकई कामयाबी की तरफ जो है वो हो जाए बच्चे का किस तरीके से उनको जो ख्याल रखना चाहिए
जी शाह साहब इट्स नॉट अ वन डे और टू डे थिंग इट्स अ मैटर ऑफ नर्चरिंग रिमेंबर व्हेन दे आर यंग एज देन गिव देम दैट टाइम मेक देम योर फ्रेंड्स From the age of roughly 0 to 8, you're going to have to be spending that time with them that they're very close to you. Then as they get older, then you have to give them the responsibilities. Then include them in your mashwaras. Bring them closer to Islamic knowledge. Regularly teach them about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regularly teach them about the Prophet alayhi salam. And practically they should be watching you do these things of offering salah on time, of going to the masjid. And get them involved. Hold their hand, take them to the masjid, bring them back to the masjid. You physically do it yourself. Where you can, teach them yourself. Sit down with them, do dars, do lessons. Don't leave it just to other teachers or to other organizations. Be a part of their upbringing and be a part of their teaching and guide them. So they can sit with you, they can ask questions. So if they have an Islamic question, they can come to you and they can ask you, Dad, you know, is this right, is this correct? And if you don't know, then you teach them, son, we need to go to the scholars. Mm-hmm. So they realize that scholars are important in Islam, that we need to go to them. Take them to scholars, ask them to make dua for the best for your child, and continue this cycle. It is a struggle. It's not that it's going to be done in a short period of time. It's a struggle that takes place over a number of years. But you have to have a head start. Just like we send our children to nursery school at the age of 2 so they don't miss out on language and phonics. From a young age, you have to get them involved and teach and nurture them, inshallah. Mashallah. And then you see the fruit like a tree, inshallah, at the end.
MashaAllah.
If you look at children are trust given to the parents. And parents will be held accountable as to what they teach their children. And it's essential that the parents, you know, teach their children about the importance of Islam, the upbringing in the Islamic environment, how we should be living a life according to the teachings of the Quran and teachings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And once a child begins to learn these things and begins to put these into practice, inshallah, it will be beneficial for the parents as well in the hereafter as well. So therefore, it's important that we teach our children the most important things at a very young age, you know, rather than just dumping them to the madrasa. We need to spend time with them at home as well and, you know, go through whatever they learn in the madrasa and spend time with them. So we know that they've actually learned at madrasa. If they're not sure about something, sit with them and, you know, explain to them. And as Mr. Harvey mentioned, if we don't know ourselves, we need to first of all learn ourselves, go to scholars and ask questions. Many people, you know, when children ask them questions, because the parents don't know the answer themselves, they fob them off. Don't ask me questions. I'm more than don't ask me questions. Do as you're told. That's not the right mentality. What we should be saying is that, okay, my son's asked me a question, I don't know. So therefore, I need to learn this myself as well and teach my child and then go to the scholars and get answers for these.
MashaAllah. Mara ek segment tha, shrine, buzurgane deen ke, unko guess karna hai, humare muballighin ne, informatic humara ye segment hai, taake pata chale, ke humare jo ब्लेस पर्सनैलिटीज हैं ये कहाँ पर आराम फरमा रही हैं इनके जो ब्लेस श्राइन है वो किस तरीके के हमारे मुबल्लिगीन ने भी गेस करना है आइए इसको देखते हैं और आप भी देखें इफ्तिखार भाई कौन सा है थोड़ा डिफिकल्ट लेकिन मैं थोड़ा इजी कर दूं hai ye bahut pyare sahabi rasool, the companion of the beloved rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dikhaiyega huzur.
Wo saaf hai,
bahut zyada clear kar diya hai. Chalo koi idea, iraq ke andar hai ye, baghdad sharif ke andar. Bade mashhoor sahabi rasool hain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. کیا فرماتے ہیں جی, ایک ملک جو ہے نا وہ ان کے نام کے ساتھ لگتا ہے,
ہول کنٹری.
اللہ اللہ. اور بلکہ غالباً جہاں تک میرا گمان ہے یہ بھی ہے کہ اس ملک میں سے جو جنت میں جو پہلے جائیں گے ان کا نام جو ہے وہ مینشن ہوا ہے کہ اس ملک سے یہ جو ہے جنت میں سب سے پہلے جائیں گے. اب یہ آپ بتائیں گے, سیکنڈ ذرا اس کو سیکنڈ والے کو آن کریں جی, دیکھیں سیکنڈ جو ہے وہ تھوڑا سا کلیئر کرے. چلے جی سیکنڈ کلیئر کیا ہے لیکن نیچے سے اب بھی جو ہے وہ نہیں آ رہا. بہرحال ہمارے ہارون بھائی بڑے قریب قریب پہنچے ہیں. تیسرا بھی اوپن کر دیں, ٹائم ہمارے پاس کم رہ گیا تھا جی. مدائن کے اندر مزار شریف ہے اور ایک ملک جو ہے وہ ان کے نام کے ساتھ جو ہے وہ لگتا ہے. کیا فرماتے ہیں جی, حضرت سیدنا سلمان فارسی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, ان کا مزار شریف ہے, یہ عراق کے اندر ہے. ماشاء اللہ کیا بات ہے جی. ہارون بھائی جو ہے وہ پہنچ گئے, وظیفہ لے لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ عز و جل. اور آج کا جو وظیفہ ہے, اینیمی ول سرینڈر, کس طرح کرے گا آئیے دیکھتے ہیں انشاءاللہ عز و جل. یا خالقو whoever recites this 300 time his enemy will surrender انشاءاللہ عز و جل. چلیں جی 300 time یا خالقو پڑھنا ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کو دشمنوں سے, حاسدوں سے, منافقوں سے بچائے. اللہ تعالیٰ نظر کرم فرمائے. شاہد بھائی کیا میسج دینا چاہتے ہیں کچھ؟
quick message to the parents, spend as much time as possible you can with the children especially at a very young age because it makes a significant difference in their upbringing.
ماشاءاللہ.
The children used to come back after the holidays, they all used to write that where they've been, what they've done. You know, children, we take them everywhere, other countries, other cities, other places. You should save up and try your best to go to Madinatul Munawwara with your children. All their life they'll remember it.
If we take a glance at the prophetic way of dealing with children, his blessed grandson would hold them, kiss them, smell them. He would ride them upon his blessed back. He was really close. He had that intimate, close relationship with them. And those were his grandchildren. So we should try and be the same with our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, etc. And see, inshallah, the way the love grows within them, inshallah.
MashaAllah. میں ایک مدنی پھول عرض کرنا چاہتا ہوں. اور بڑی پیاری روایت ہے, حضرت سیدنا بریدہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے روایت ہے, آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا جس نے قرآن پڑھا, اسے سیکھا اور اس پر عمل کیا تو اس کے والدین کو, پیرنٹس کی بات ہو رہی ہے, قیامت کے دن ایسا تاج پہنایا جائے گا جس کی چمک سورج کی طرح ہوگی, اور اس کے والدین کو دو جنتی لباس پہنائے جائیں گے جن کی قیمت یہ ادا نہیں کر سکتے. تو وہ پوچھیں گے ہمیں یہ لباس کیوں پہنائے گئے. والدین غور سے سنیں, سکسیسفل پیرنٹ یہ ہیں جن کو قیامت کے دن دو جنتی لباس پہنائے جائیں گے, اور ان کو وہ تاج پہنایا جائے گا جس کی چمک سورج کی طرح ہوگی. ان سے کہا جائے گا کہ تمہارے بچوں کے قرآن کو تھامنے کی وجہ سے تم کو یہ اعزاز دیا جائے گا. تو اپنے بچوں کو قرآن سکھائیں, قرآن پڑھائیں, قرآن کی محبت دلائیں, انشاءاللہ عز و جل یہ آپ کے لیے کامیابی کا راستہ ہوگا. اپنا بہت خیال رکھیے گا. لک آفٹر یور سیلف اینڈ کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل. کیپ اٹیچ یور سیلف ود یور چلڈرن, ود یور فیملی, ود دعوت اسلامی کے ساتھ. ایسے اٹیچ ہو جائے کہ بس انشاءاللہ سب مل کر انشاءاللہ جنت کی طرف جائیں گے. اللہ سب کے لیے آسانیاں پیدا فرمائے. لک آفٹر یور سیلف. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Just